A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi guys, it's Tammy, and I just wanted to let you know before you start listening to this episode that we will be filming a very, very special Valentine's Day episode next week, and we want to react to some of your Valentine's Day's horror stories. So please email us at btspodcast00@gmail.com so we can get into all things Valentine's Day. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy the episode. Bye.
Everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the BTS podcast. You are joined by your lovely host Beatrice,
Tammy,
and Sharon. Welcome back, guys. Welcome back.
Yeah, so glad to be back. I can't lie, I've been loving the engagement you guys have been showing us.
Yes,
it's been lit. It's been lit. It's been a nice entry into 2024.
Yes,
let's not lie. Let's not lie. Don't worry, this time I'm going to bring my voice a little bit down.
And no.
Some of you are complaining. No. I'll bring my voice down a little bit. You know what I mean? I'm feeling a bit mellow today.
Okay.
So you're going to get a different side of me. But you never know. This dilemma might shock. It might bring out something within me that... You're welcome. It might bring out something, boy. So we're going to see. But yeah, man.
Cool. Let me start with the dilemma. The title is, Please Open ASAP. Can't lie, this person sent this more than a month ago. Sorry.
Open ASAP.
Yeah, that's the title, Please Open ASAP.
Maybe need to give a disclaimer that we get a lot of dilemmas.
Yeah,
so
man.
Even if you put please.
It's not going to bring the it
please.
To the top.
See, we're big to top.
No, literally. I was going to say as well, I think one thing that shocked me about you guys was on Christmas Day.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
On Christmas Day.
Should be eating turkey. You should be eating turkey.
You should be celebrating, relaxing.
Mm-mm.
Even if you're not even a Christian, everyone knows that's a day you just
joy
of rest.
It's meant
just
to be
exactly.
Joy, rest,
exactly.
Tranquility.
Friends. All I got was
celebration.
All I saw on my phone was, please help. What's that?
What's there to help on Christmas
no,
Day?
No, legit. It's a lot.
I was thinking, we ain't no chefs. I don't know whether you need help
no, this
preparing
ain't no,
your
no catering
food.
Service, no,
honestly,
nothing, man.
Please help.
Nah,
dilemmas on Christmas Day is, oh, that's just wild.
Unless you scheduled it. I don't know
yeah,
how
no,
else.
But, and also, it wasn't like it was in the early morning. It was
no,
like...
it was in the hustle and bustle of the
yeah.
day.
As in the main,
we
main,
were
the
just,
window.
We were just
bringing out the jollof rice.
Yeah, we were just eating. And I was like,
come on.
Damn. Damn. Let's be it's crazy.
Damn. You're down bad,
yeah. I don't even know if that's the one that was sent today. I don't think so. That you're reading today, sorry. It's not the one that...
No. Okay, good. I said this was sent more than a month ago.
Oh, more than a month ago. I was going to say. But yeah, that one. Anyway, shat as well.
Anyway. Hello, ladies. I just want to say first and foremost that I absolutely love your podcast. Mm. It always puts me in a great mood. Then in brackets, she goes... Actually,
hold on, you just
forget
said...
it. No, forget it. Here's my dilemma.
So I say, what can we bracket
what
about?
Can bracket I like, about? I like
no,
your
because
not really.
I was like, where are you going with this? Literally.
No, because
I'll tell you
what it is after.
Oh, yeah, afterwards. Yeah.
Okay. I remember reading this like a couple of weeks ago and I was just laughing to myself. Anyway.
Oh, gosh.
But it won't be funny because I haven't read what's in brackets. Cool. Anyway, I live in the US and I'm from... Sorry.
People say that it's us interacting with the dilemma, reacting, that's stopping the dilemma from flowing.
Yeah, but
sometimes it's even hard for us to even read it because some of the emails that you people be sending us is difficult to digest.
No. That's a fact. But when I tell you afterwards, you guys will laugh as well.
Okay.
But
okay.
Cool. Anyway, I live.
No, can we even start the episode?
Can we pause?
Like, can we pause? What's going on?
Oh my God.
Girl. I'm actually being serious, Sharon. You've got to hold yourself together. I live in the US and I'm from Atlanta. I met this guy on Hinge from London who was coming to visit and just wanted to meet people on the app. We hit it off really well.
You know, people do that. People
I know
do
people
that.
Do that, but...
I know people. I just know it's horrible.
Success.
Yeah.
Man,
and I can't lie, they were doing it out in Dubai. You know, that Dubai is a place I don't mind. I don't do apps, but if I did, I'm going to put it on. Let's enjoy.
And it's funny because someone tweeted today... let me get the tweets right. So, why are you humming?
Because this is what they say that we do. Do you know what's, whilst you're finding that tweet, yeah. Do you know what makes me laugh? Like, some of the comments that we get, and they make it sound like the three of us aren't friends. Like, we're not.
What do you
like,
mean?
Like, basically, some girl was like, I always feel really sorry for the person reading the dilemma because she just wants to get through.
Oh, please.
Like, how are you feeling sorry for me? Like, we're all friends.
They keep interrupting her. They must have dysfunction.
Guys, this is what we do.
This is a conversation.
Anyway.
What the hell?
It was about Hinge, yeah?
Yeah.
This girl tweeted, everyone needs to fall in love. You can't afford to do life alone unless you're wealthy. Join Hinge today. I quote tweeted and I was like, is this an ad?
Yeah, I saw your tweet.
I said, is this an ad? Well, it's working. Yeah. Because Hinge is looking very clear in my vision.
Tantalizing.
Honestly.
Okay, cool. Should I start from the beginning? I live in the US and I'm from Atlanta. I met this guy on Hinge from London who was coming to visit and just wanted to meet people on the app. We hit it off really well. I liked him for many reasons. He was consistent.
Consistent.
That has to be the number one thing. Reason to like sports.
Top three attributes in 2024.
We should leave that one in 2023.
Consistency.
No, but I'm saying that that's the only reason why you like someone because they're consistent.
That has to be one of them. That has to be one of the top three.
That has to be one of the top three. No, but what I was going to say is that sometimes people only rely on that to be like,
I'm not listing, I'm just saying one of the top three. It has to be consistent.
Oh, yes.
I don't know we're tolerating people who aren't consistent.
No, sure. But basically what we're trying to say is that most people aren't consistent.
Really?
The fact that she even said that he's handsome. The first thing she said is he's consistent.
Ciao. You even added extra like two syllables. Considerate. Okay, cool. I liked him for many reasons. He's consistent. Did everything he said he would do.
Oh, no, to be fair, that's a quality we say we like.
Yeah, of course. But it's just so funny because you think, like, these things are things
like
that
are... These are like the bare...
This is like a human
minimum.
Function. Like a normal human living this function. Like breathing. He breathes.
He moves.
No, he swallows.
He wallows.
No.
Political higiyaga.
Political higiyaga.
No, boy. But that's true. Like, sometimes as women, we like to be naming these things like, oh, he's this and that. Mm. But really and truly, he should be should be standard.
Yeah.
He should be, but the thing is... Sorry.
He answers my calls. Wait.
He gave me a birthday present.
No, but it's true.
No, but these things like...
But you know why? In 2024, you have to be listing these things because most people are not like that.
That's crazy.
It's crazy to me.
That's crazy.
It's crazy to me, but...
Nah, it's crazy, but yeah. This is where we are today. Mm. Okay, cool. I keep getting lost. He's consistent, did everything he said he would do, always kept his word, was super sweet and always communicated things. If I noticed that maybe he was having an off moment, I would let him know and he would apologize and fix it. That's nice. As this was long distance, I communicated my expectations, which was that we needed to communicate on the phone often and even FaceTime because I can't communicate only through text, especially when we're not able to see each other physically.
Mm.
We agreed and understood. Oh, he agreed and understood all of my stipulations as they were quite reasonable and he did follow through. Sorry, I'm going to have to zoom in because my contacts are playing out. When he came to visit in Atlanta, the way that she's written this shit, everything was quite seamless. It's because she's putting bare stuff in brackets and like it's long stuff in brackets.
Yeah. Cool. No offense.
No, she's asked me to ignore it. That's why I have to ignore it. When he came to visit in Atlanta months prior to meeting on FaceTime, etc., everything was quite seamless. It felt like we knew each other for a lifetime. When he left, I said, when he left, I was sad, but also he also promised that we would see each other again soon.
Ah. Soon can mean tomorrow, or soon can mean next year. Literally.
I'm crying. Again, he followed through, like always, and booked me a flight to come see him in London. He mentioned he would book an Airbnb for us later, at a later date. Almost immediately after, about a week or two, I noticed his demeanor changed. I didn't address it right away because I just assumed he was busy. I did address it after, as at this point, we were barely speaking on the phone even once a week. That's actually kind of crazy if you're long distance. Yeah. And you're not speaking
on the
phone.
Is this a relationship? Sorry.
What are they doing, actually?
They're chilling.
That's what they are. They're chilling.
Catching crews.
Yeah, legit.
Anyway, sure.
You said it's long distance, so we...
Could yeah, people, yeah, look, you can do long distance talking, bruv. Let's be real.
Well, yeah.
Maybe it is long distance, just seeing each other.
Yeah, it is. Because she's not going to hear my boyfriend.
Man. I don't know. Anyway, it works for some people, sure. Where did I get to? Almost immediately after, about a week or two, I noticed his demeanor changed. I didn't address
it right away. Is this a week after he's booked her flight?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not like a week before she's actually going?
No.
Okay.
Almost immediately after, about a week or two later, I noticed his demeanor changed. I didn't address it right away because I just assumed he was busy. I did address it after a point as we were barely speaking on the phone even once a week. Every time I asked, there was apparently nothing wrong, but I knew that wasn't the case since over a couple of weeks, our communication was already dwindling down quickly. I did press on the issue at that point, and I barely heard from him. He always tells me what's going on would always come up to me and tell me everything. Huh? Madame, I don't even understand what that means. He would ignore my calls, so one day I did cuss him out. He ended up being very passive and told me I was making a big deal out of nothing and that he always seems to be busy. I agreed with him and told him that's not the point, and he knew that it wasn't. At that point, I was going through so much and wanted him to be there for me. Oh, gosh, the way she's written this. Fast forward, I mentioned to him that work had been stressing me and that my dad was diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Jesus.
And that it was a lot for me. I was telling him that I was going, what I was going through, and he mentioned that he'd call me. He didn't. Hi. Anyway, at this point, he told me I was being dramatic and at least we speak every day and that's what matters. After that, we went on to not speak for a week. I called him and he finally apologized. I don't know what to do because I still have my ticket to London and I really want to go. But I'm not sure if I should meet up with him when I'm there. Help. Ah. But I'm just like, how can you meet up with him if he's not talking to you?
No, he's texting. He's just not speaking. He's not calling her. He said there's texts every day that he thinks that it's an exaggeration that she's demanding a call. That's what he said, no? So we speak every
day. Yeah, but I'm just thinking like, well, I don't know if she should still go. Well, maybe she can go. But then I'm just kind of like, when you get there, what if he's just exactly the same?
Yeah, they enjoy the holiday.
They've met in person.
By herself.
They've met in person when he went to Atlanta. And then, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But for me, I can't lie. The whole you telling him that your dad was diagnosed with cancer and he reacted by saying that you're being
dramatic.
Honey, just give it up, honestly. Because like,
that's
what we talk about, the bare minimum. Like, if someone's going through something, even if it was a stranger, I cry and I'm moved when I hear a stranger has been diagnosed with some sort of cancer.
I was crying today watching Real Housewives of Miami, Gertie again. Gertie. Every scene, I'm crying.
Exactly.
And that's someone that has a heart.
That's what I'm saying. Someone that don't know can move me like that. I'm so sorry. There's no way that I'm going to hear one of my friends is going through something like that, and I'm going to ever use the word dramatic in a sentence relating to communication about that particular topic. You must be mad.
And also, he's already shown you that he can be the person that you want him to be. Mm. But the fact that he's changed up so quickly, it's not like you've been married for 20 years and then, oh, suddenly maybe something has come up. You have kids, like things get in the way. But like, this is still fresh and new.
Mm.
And it's a bit alarming that he's changed all of a sudden, especially when you're going through something. So that's something to, to also think about as well.
Do you think he's changed or maybe he was just always like that? Because I just genuinely feel like everybody, when they start dating someone, is just putting their best foot forward. Yeah. And sometimes that best foot isn't even their own foot. It's somebody else's foot. Like, it's not how you normally are.
Yeah.
It's just you're trying to be the person that you know that they would want you to be, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
but I feel like how you... Sorry, I was just going to say, I feel like how you behave, like, 2-3 months later when you're relaxed and you know that that person's interested in you is truly how you are. So I don't feel like he's switched up. I feel like he's probably always been like that.
Yeah, but my whole thing is that once you're getting into something long distance...
That's what I was going to say, honey.
You are expected to make even more effort as to someone that's living in the same city or town
especially
as you.
Especially on communication.
Especially on communication. And you already communicated to him, like, we need to talk very often, like, on the phone, not just text. And I get what you mean, because I'm a phone call person. I'm a FaceTime person. So...
Yeah.
That's my type of communication.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know if someone is far away across the world, I'm sorry, we need to keep that up.
Yeah.
And the fact, and the thing is, I don't know whether, because he was on Hinge and then he changed his Hinge to people in the area, was he looking for just a good time or did he actually want to end up finding someone, something serious? Because if he did, then he should know that the person is going to be living in America. It's not going to, it's not like you're going to find, you purposely look for someone
that lives there.
Mm. So technically, it's like you intended to get with someone.
Mm.
If you wanted to get into a serious thing,
yeah.
you intended on getting with someone that doesn't live in the same country as you. So it's kind of like, okay, what's the intention behind that? Like, what is it? Is it you're looking for a good time, or you're looking for something serious? And then if you are, it should be serious. You should be serious enough to be able to communicate with that person if once you leave.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really understand. Yeah. So my thing is, oh, did he just catch feelings for those couple of weeks and then he felt like he was attached to you, that he had to keep on communicating with you? Or what is it?
Yeah, man, I can't lie to you. But if I was in that girl's position, I'm trying to think, he booked the flight.
He booked the flight, yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna enjoy that plane ride, but I would advise if you could, like, especially if you know someone, if you know people in London and like you're gonna be staying with like friends or something, then I'd be like, yeah, just go ahead and stay, like, just make it into a trip, make it fun, and then see if he's there. If he doesn't vibe, then obviously you just continue doing what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if he I feel like you just need to either be point blank, like, direct with him and just say, hey, do you even still want me to come to this trip? If you don't, I'm happy to stay where I am, because I'm not liking the vibe right now. That's simple. Like, sometimes let's not go around and beat around the bush. We're thinking, oh, how does he feel? Ask him. And like, if he actually cannot give you a straight enough answer that's not comfortable enough for you, then bounce.
I haven't feel a bit uncomfortable that he booked the ticket. It means that he can cancel the ticket.
Sure. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You mean that you'll be in the at the gate. That's when you know ticket cancelled. Wait a minute, y'all. Well, how do you feel about if someone was to book your ticket somewhere else, like someone long distance? Would you go?
Why would I not?
I don't know about that.
What do you mean? Someone I met before, in person elsewhere, and they booked me a ticket to come to them. Tammy, you don't know about that.
I don't know. I know that I don't know about it. I'm just saying, how would you feel? Like, I would feel more comfortable if they sent me the money and I booked my ticket.
Okay, so you mean that it actually has to be them booking the ticket?
Yeah, like, I just feel like you're in control. Like, you have the power to be like, oh no.
I also have the power to go. Unless it's something that I can't afford, and then I'm like, okay, cool, I feel uncomfortable. Yes. But it's not going to be a flight I'm going to be really looking at being like, I can't afford. Do you know what I mean? So like, if you decide to cancel, I still want to go, bro, I can book a ticket if I want to go somewhere else.
Yeah, you better tell him.
No, but it's true. Like, what do you mean? But damn, honey. I can't lie to you. I was going to say, so just really quickly, on the whole long distance thing, you know, I don't want to be promoting. Anyway, let me be careful how I phrase it. But what I want to say is that, I thought there was one video that, what's her name? Tony.
Tone.
she did with her boyfriend. And I thought actually that video was very, very like helpful slash insightful about long distance relationships. And obviously everyone's different, but if you feel like you're like her and like them, then you're better off just finding somebody who wants to match your energy. Because basically she was saying that
I saw the video, but what do you mean?
As in like, if you're someone that you like, really like someone to like be communicating with you like constantly throughout the day to feel like you're constantly like in touch with that person. Do you know what I mean? Like you, them not giving you a reason for why they haven't spoken to you. Because for example, she doesn't know why this guy has just stopped talking. Yeah. But like, you know when someone really wants to try and like communicate with someone, but maybe they're busy. They'll say, oh, I'm really sorry, I can't speak to you today because I'm busy. They want to like, make sure you're comfortable, reassure you.
Yeah,
that, but this person isn't even giving you that constant reassurance that they're definitely interested. You shouldn't have a moment where you're second guessing, which is what she was saying in that video, in the sense that they speak all the time. Like, and your duty as a partner who has your other half abroad is to constantly reassure them and not give them a reason to doubt whether you are even wanting to be in the relationship or not. Exactly. So I'm just like, there are people out there who can match your expectations, honey. That's a like.
It also depends on the kind of woman or man that you are, though.
That's why, like, I just said it depends on you if you're like her.
Yeah. But what I was gonna say was that, like, regardless of whether or not like the person is a great communicator, like if by nature you're just insecure, long distance will never work for you. Like, I feel like there's a huge element of trust that is placed on long, like obviously every relationship, but in particular long distance relationships, because you're in a completely different continent. You're also in a different time zone. I feel like even if somebody was very good at communicating, but you and yourself just aren't secure or like, or find it difficult to trust, I don't think long distance will work for you.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, Sha, let us know whether you decide to go or not and how it goes.
Oh no, this is like, the ticket was booked for January.
Oh, is that what they said? Wait, what's in January now?
No, the date has gone.
Oh, sorry. Well, still let us know, Sha.
let us know what happened.
Yeah, let us know if you would have gone or not. And if you're still in London, give us a message. I'm so dumb. But yeah, welcome back, guys. Another episode. Obviously, it's, what's I going to say? It's the countdown to Valentine's Day has begun.
Oh no.
Why is everyone? Why are you counting down? Who's counting down? Like,
no, someone was tweeting. I saw a tweet today about like the countdown to Valentine's Day.
Countdown, please, man. We're still in jam.
I already know what I'm posting on my story on Valentine's Day. Already got it in the bank.
Oh my boom! No.
It's a new one. I saw on TikTok.
Okay. Like,
this is perfect for me.
Not you saving your Valentine's.
You don't know, but I save content for specific days.
That's fun.
Your album actually kills me, man. Like, the stuff that you have in there is unbelievable. Ready to go at any moment.
Like, recently, I've just been posting, like, whatever on my Insta story.
Yeah.
Everyone's been loving it. Someone's like, oh, I love you. You're so authentic. I was like, oh, really? Just posting funny stuff.
What? Not reposting things on TikTok.
Not even your own content. You're just reposting other people.
She replied to the one that money she replied. Heist. Yeah, the money heist one. Okay. She's actually my friend. We went to college together.
Okay.
But she was just like, she just loves the fact that even with all like the success of the pod, I'm still myself.
Oh, like, I'm so still posting it's nonsense posting that you're
nonsense
posting
that I post 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, everyone's like, why do people say you're dancing with money heist? I'm like, because I was. But I think it's the fact that I'm calling the
money heist.
There's
like not money heist.
I know one person that like, you're calling the money heist.
No, she called the whole. Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah. People are like,
these times money heist is what they actually did. Like, it's the heist.
Yeah.
It's just like, what will I call the person?
Yeah, fair enough. You don't know,
the
Sha.
Red man or what?
Have you watched Money Heist?
Yeah, I actually watched. Oh, okay, I did watch. I haven't watched Berlin. But I think I was watching Money Heist. It was really good. Then after a while, I was just like,
people said that.
How many heists? Why is it the same people?
Yeah. Did you watch it all at one go? Or did you watch one season and wait for the second season?
I think I watched one season and waited.
Okay,
cool, so it wasn't too much.
I haven't watched Berlin yet either. The thing is, I like to watch it in Spanish because obviously that's the language they've done it in.
Yeah, that's another thing. People are now saying if you watch it in English, you're not a real.
Yeah, I'm, you know, thinking, you have to watch it.
You're policing me on my
own. It is better to just.
You have to watch it in Spanish. Yeah. Did you watch it dubbed?
Huh?
Did you watch it dubbed?
No, I started watching it. Watching it in English. Then I saw a tweet.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not real if you don't watch it. I switched. I said, let me be real.
I'm a realer.
No, let's just I'm be a realist.
Let's just be real.
I'm not going to be real. I'll sit in front of
flipping neck.
You can't do anything. I have to concentrate.
That's what I actually really love about watching shows that mm-hmm. aren't in English, because mm-hmm. you are forced to concentrate. You have to read this. What else are you going to do? Exactly. That's why I haven't watched Berlin yet, because I haven't had the opportunity to just be undistracted watching something. Exactly. Yeah. Another good one. Oh, do you know what I watched recently? What's that? Is it Korean?
Squid Game.
Yes. Have you watched it?
I watched it.
It's good.
I heard it's good. People have been tweeting about it.
It's really good, man. It's good. I liked it. I enjoyed that.
You watched the whole thing?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing. At the moment, I'm watching Fool Me Once.
Oh, I've seen people talk about that. Apparently, it's rubbish.
Yeah, this is the thing.
Yeah, man.
I'm like halfway, or more than halfway. I'm like, sorry, can we get a development on
what's
going
on? Is it a series? That's what someone said.
Yeah, it's a series.
On Netflix?
Yes. Mm.
I haven't watched Netflix in ages.
Mate, I have not heard that.
I have not heard it, but no. I'm paying for it.
My family's
is enjoying this stream.
Bro, I pay the highest subscription as well.
Me too. I had to downgrade.
Yeah.
I see people are getting too cocky because I upgraded during COVID because everybody was watching something at the same time. Me that I wanted to watch something, I'd be like, oh, two screens were being used.
Yeah.
I had to upgrade it, but now I have, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm so down. But anyway, you guys already know what we tend to do during this segment. So this time, it is time to add songs to our playlist, BTS Song of the Week. You can find the links to the playlist in the description wherever you are watching or listening from. And you can find the playlist on platforms such as Spotify and also Apple Music.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Period. So what we've done this year is we have stuck to a particular theme. And in honor of Tammy coming back from Dirty December.
We're still on that.
Yes, we are. And just celebrating, you know, Afrobeats. We've also got Davido's concert next week. We are massive, you know, OBO fans here. But yeah, we just want to continue on with that theme. So we're going to add a couple of songs to the playlist. So what are we adding to the playlist this week? Sharon seems like she's ready to go. I'm shocked. Are you not excited to add to the song to the playlist this week?
Yes, I am. I'm gonna be adding three songs to the playlist. Two, My Uncle Put Me On.
Again.
This uncle. Be coming on, no. And be giving us direct.
Nah, legit.
Don't be sending to Sharon.
Legit. Come on and speak, man.
Nah, one of my love languages, probably number one, is sending me music you know I'll love. I just love it when people just know what I'd like and they're like, oh, Sharon, like you'd like this. And I listen to it and I like it. Oh, I've like developed. My friendships have developed because of music.
Really?
Yeah. Like, me and Aura are close because of music. Oh. Because of the music that we share with one another. Anyway.
Nice.
That's a little side story.
As Sharon has sent that, you people that be messaging us on different platforms, don't now use that. Use that as a means to enter the DM with a song suggestion.
What, as a way to meet someone? Hello,
to me to you.
Oh, to me to me. I thought you might like. No. Black.
Not by you.
Cool. I'm going to embarrass myself now because I don't know how to say this girl's name. What's the girl's name that sang that alcohol song? I've been thinking more.
Libby Anchor.
Okay, thank you.
Is it Libby Anchor?
Yeah, that's her name. I didn't want
to. Oh, I think I know the song you're going to add.
Go on then.
Hold on. Because we said Afrobeats, it's the one with Chloe.
Yeah!
I love that song.
It's a really good song. Yeah, my uncle put me on.
No, I think it's Libby Anchor.
Yeah, well, Tammy said it. If it's wrong, cover her.
It is.
Cool. Mistaken by Libby Anchor, Oxlade, and Chloe.
As in Chloe Bailey.
Yeah.
But she's, I can't lie. She actually killed it on that song.
Yeah. No, she's good.
I like Chloe Bailey.
Yeah. Do you know what I was going to say? I actually, last week was about to add that song to the playlist.
Why didn't you?
Because you didn't know
You didn't know how to say her name.
She didn't know whether it was Afrobeat.
I know. I was like, I'm trying to think of my head. Do we have Chinese? The lyrics are like lovey.
If I met you
no one ever lies. I was gonna add it for what I was gonna suggest. I was gonna add it for what I was gonna say our next theme was gonna be.
Oh gosh, that would be wrong.
This girl's R&B.
That would have been, do you know what?
I'm just glad I've done it now. Anyway, come on. It's not too far off. Okay, anyway, continue.
I haven't heard the song, so I don't know.
You can be the judge of that.
Listen to it. But
for the fact that I started with my uncle put me on this tune. Anyway.
I'm so done.
Cool. So the first song I'm going to be adding is Mistaken by Libyanka, Oxlade and Chloe. Mm. Big tune. Love it. Another song I'm going to add is, hopefully you didn't add this last time, Ahima by Victony. Cool. Ahima by Victony and Crayon and Bellish Murder. Mm-hmm. Another tune. Last one I'm going to add, my uncle put me on all of these songs actually. So What by Shirley Poppy and Techno. Have you heard it?
Didn't you add that the last time?
Oh, did I? Maybe I did. Sorry. If I did, then it won't be there. No, I mean, it will be there.
I don't see it on. Oh, I don't actually.
It might be the second one.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
I
maybe.
I don't know.
I might have to be fair. I always make that mistake.
To be honest, on the way here, I was like, what song am I going to add? I hope it isn't. It's not going to be the one from, from last week.
Mm.
But I'm going to add Omalay, Holy Ghost.
I think you said that already.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, really?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I don't know. Maybe.
I ain't looked at the footage.
Ciao. I'm adding it again.
Yeah,
go on. And then because we're going to Davido concert, I'm going to add... Anyway, before that, what's your favourite song from his album?
Which
Timeless.
One?
Timeless.
I'm going to have to look at it to remember.
Well, as you're looking, the song I'm going to add is Kante with Fave.
Oh, that's a good one. Very good song.
Yeah.
Do you know, I don't know. I think there's a lot of good songs on there.
Oh my gosh, I have the whole album saved.
No, literally.
The album is, can't lie, the album is solid.
Sensational.
Wow. I never have the whole album saved.
Sharon likes You Juju, don't you?
Yeah, I really like that song.
With Skepta.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be my fave. I think Feel, probably.
Really?
Feel's a good song. That used to be like my top three, but because it's been overplayed now.
Yeah.
Unavailable used to be my
I love Godfather. I love
Godfather's Godfather. A tune. Yeah.
I love Legends Can Never Die.
Yeah, love that as well.
I just love a lot. Can't
and obviously, I love Champion Sound.
Yeah, but now it's standard.
Yeah.
Even Picasso. Anyway, Sha.
Hopefully, this time we will hear Champion Sound with the lights off.
Oh, yeah, with the lights off. Yeah, man. Come
please.
On, man.
Davido, please.
Please, just be on time.
We're begging.
Be on time.
Please.
Like, I know sometimes might not be your fault, like Ashake wasn't his fault, but please. Yeah. We, the fans.
No, honestly.
We, the fans, honestly. This episode is going to come out even after the damn.
Yeah, exactly. That's the show, man.
Maybe
gosh.
You get the footage. I don't know. But please, come on time.
Come on time. Oh, cool. Is that what you had him?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to add She Bebe by Olamide featuring Fireboy.
Yep.
Why are you looking?
I'm just making sure that you guys know it.
No, I don't know. I haven't heard it.
Okay.
I have heard it.
That's a good song. And then the last song I'm going to add is Basquiat.
Yeah, no, that's a good one as well. I was actually thinking about adding that today. No,
I was thinking of adding an Ashake
standard.
Song
well.
He even dropped a new song a couple of days, a week
only
ago.
Only Money.
I think I saw a snippet of him like saying something, my money.
Only Me, sorry, and it's about money.
Yeah, I saw my money. I said, okay.
On the song, I just said, here, money.
Yeah.
Mr. Money.
Mr. Money was right
now. I'm so done. But yeah, so those are the songs we're going to be adding to the playlist. Let us know. I think a couple of people shared like over the past couple of weeks. Them listening to the playlist and being like, oh yeah, you guys put me on.
Did they?
Yeah.
Ah, that's cool.
My own playlist.
Oh,
responding to that as well. Like, I put it up on my story yesterday.
Yeah.
And like, this guy messaged me and was like, God, there's so many good songs you guys put me
on. Yeah, love that, man. Yeah, but love keep that. On letting us know. Take, like, literally, if you're listening to it, screenshot the playlist, put on your story, tag us so we can see that you guys are also enjoying it. And if you've got any suggestions that you think, hold on, it's now how many weeks and you people still ain't added this particular song?
I mean, it's too late now.
It's too late, but still
when it
know.
Comes around.
Let us know.
No, but still even send me songs.
Yeah,
I
that's
like
what I'm saying. We want to know the song, so put us on.
No, but I'm just saying, so they don't send it and then they're like, oh, you didn't add it.
No, it's not for you to add. It's just for us to.
Just for us to. Maybe add for future.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
When it. Song in February.
And don't worry, Afrobeats will be coming around every 3 to 4 months.
Literally be coming around like thank clockwork, God. Man.
Because I'm a struggle.
I'm a struggle elsewhere. I'm so done. But yeah, that's where you will find the details of the playlist. Again, yeah, just let us know if you're listening. And yeah, I hope you guys are enjoying it. Cool.
Cool. So as you may know or not know, we have a new segment where we talk about like hot topics. Mm. We're still trying to find the name. I think.
Did you
should...
see the girl that sent us a couple of suggestions?
Yeah. Lay it out on the table. Let's see.
Yeah. I don't know if I can find it now. I thought I screenshotted it and I was looking for it earlier today. But anyway, continue. I'll see if I can find it.
I think it should be called Hot Gist, but I don't know about y'all.
Good one.
Hot gist like instead nice. Of hot topics, hot gist.
Yeah.
Anyway, my hot gist of the day. I saw a TikTok, but it was in I think the language that they speak in Congo is Lingala.
Okay.
So I didn't really understand. Mm-hmm. But then I saw another TikTok about a girl explaining that she saw something on Twitter.
I might have known.
So
I
then
know
I'm then so then I went on Twitter to look at exactly what it is.
Okay.
I'll read the tweets.
Okay. Mm.
Just watch this Congolese girl on TikTok telling a story about how some girls she knew that were all friends. One of them secured a top job, and the other friends basically said, "Let's go out and celebrate it." Did one of them not try to poison the friend's drink when she went to the toilet?
Mm.
What do you mean?
Mm.
How I said is how it.
No, say that sentence. No. Say that sentence again.
Did one of them not try to poison the friend's drink when she went to the toilet? So the girl that got the job, yeah,
Because of a job.
Just wait. A drunk man stopped the girl as she was on her way back from the toilet and was stumbling over his words, but told her not to drink the drink.
Sorry.
For him to be drunk and to still know way too.
He told her that her friend had put something in there. The friend, the culprit, then immediately got defensive and started cussing the drunk man for filth, persuading the friend that she didn't do such. Until other people around told the friend to take a sip of the drink herself and proved that she didn't contaminate it.
Wait, hold on. Why is it coming like? No, you know in Nollywood when...
Oh, yeah, do you know what it's coming like?
It's coming like security in Lagos. Oh, yeah, drink that drink.
Yeah, you know God. Yeah, so when you go through the airport, if you've got like a drink...
Yeah,
Like water or something.
If you've got water or something, they normally let you in, but the test... For you to go through is
like you have to drink it.
When did they start that one?
Yes, even this last December, last I drank
it. Is this before you go through security?
No, as in
no, this is security in Lagos.
Oh, at security, if you're leaving, to go back to the UK.
Yes. Yeah. And when I drank it, he said, "Drink some more."
He said, "I'm not sure."
He said, "Drink some more."
He said, "I'm not sure."
Bear in mind, the thing was closed. And I opened it in front of him. And he was like, "Drink it," and then he's like, "Drink some more."
Do you know what? I don't mind though. At least I can take some water.
No, I don't mind. But I just think that's so funny.
It's so joke.
So funny.
The thing is, that's actually a good way to test whether something is.
Why though? Because I can just get high. How are you gonna know in that second?
Also,
no. But I'm thinking, what are they releasing? Is it the fact that it's maybe acid? I don't understand.
Alcohol. It could be. I don't know. It could be alcohol. It could be.
Yeah, but what's wrong with taking out like
alcohol onto the plane?
That's not bought in there duty free.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking, what's the big deal?
I know, it's not that big deal, but for example, it could be drugs that you could dilute in there.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, what are they trying to catch out? Is it maybe acid or...
I don't even know, but there must be a standard thing as to normally why in airports there's a liquid limit, number one. But yeah. I don't know. It was just funny, Shad. The way he's like, drink some more.
Drink some more.
I said, goddamn.
Yeah, so...
Okay, so they told her to drink the drink.
Yeah, sip the drink herself and prove that she didn't contaminate it. Mm. They were even going to force feed the friend to drink until she herself, in an outburst, admitted that she tried to poison her friend because it's always her that secured the good jobs.
Oh, no, she didn't say that.
Like, what? How evil and jealous. The story is an extreme case, but just reiterates that sometimes you have to reserve your happiness around people.
Oh, come on.
No, it's true, man.
People will really go so far because they are jealous of you.
Really?
Honestly, it's true, man. Sometimes you got to keep good news to yourself.
Really? Okay. I get it. Yeah. This is madness, surely.
Sometimes you actually have to move in silence.
No,
like,
you do, man.
There's a lot evil of people eye. Plotting on your... I don't really believe in evil
I don't believe in evil eye either,
but I'm just saying... Isn't that what you're basically believing?
No. I'm just saying that people will just be preying on your downfall. Like, I don't really think it... I don't really do this evil eye thing. I'm just saying that people will actually just preying on your downfall.
And... sometimes it's not even they're preying on your downfall, but it's just like where because they're not where they want to be or whatever, like they then
project.
I guess yeah, like do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they project and the energy is not good.
But it's bad though. Like that cannot be your friend. No. Like I don't understand.
Poison. The other thing is, poison is she wants her dead.
This
isn't like, oh, you're not gonna get the job, but like, oh, I'm gonna call the job and tell them about you. This no, is this I want like, you I off want the you, planet.
I want you out of I want you extinct.
That is crazy. Over it's a so, job.
Yeah.
And it's always you. Honey, that person is definitely mad.
And didn't was it I'm trying to think, did she go with a group of friends or was it just
there
her?
It was a group of friends.
So what was the other group. Friends doing?
They must have gone to the toilet as well or something.
Didn't he probably didn't see? She said slipped it in.
Yeah, man.
She's not gonna make it wow. obvious. How
is the only person that clocked this one drunk guy in the corner, please?
Maybe the lesson is drunk people might be drunk, but they'll tell the truth.
Yeah.
That true serum. That's actually brazy though.
Yeah.
That is
I saw
brazy.
That and I was like, I have to.
No,
have
I'm
to.
Getting your ass locked up. Are you joking? You're going
oh,
to
definitely,
jail.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You're definitely going to jail. That's insane. Over what? I think it's especially if it's over a job.
I will forgive you behind bars.
Over a job.
You're scary because you didn't succeed this time. What are you gonna try
yeah.
next?
Yeah,
time? Nah, you're going to jail. Yeah. I'm sorry. See ya.
That's crazy.
That's why like I said, moving in silence, it could be key because some people they're not happy for you. They will not be happy for you. How can you try to poison someone because she always gets the good job? My dear, go and start your... Go and jazz up your LinkedIn.
Need to
like, I don't know what else. I don't know what else.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Start networking. What's wrong with you?
I don't understand. Like, how does it... it's not... Okay, I don't want to say like it's never right to poison somebody. As I talk, it's never right to poison somebody. What I'm trying to say is that it's not even like it's something that's affecting her own life. Like, you know, it's like, okay, someone's doing something where... It's actually ruining your life. Like, as in, they're doing something harmful
yeah.
to you. And
it
your,
affects
and
your, them.
Yeah. But like,
your job doesn't affect
that,
them.
Your job doesn't at all. Unless you were trying to go for that exact job, which I highly doubt in the first place anyway. But even then, that's never justifiable enough to poison someone at a dinner when you're meant to be
sorry.
Celebrating them at dinner.
Guys,
you need a dinner to celebrate the person.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
I'm
guys.
Sure that friend is the one that said, we're let going to this restaurant. We have to celebrate.
Yeah, I'm going to have to sit here.
Guys. Nah, wait. Where do you buy poison? Sorry.
Just be putting...
No, honestly. Please.
I don't even
where
know.
Where do you buy rat
another
poison?
Thing
I
saw yeah. in line with this whole poison thing is women who were trying to poison their husbands so they could get their life insurance. Oh. And so this guy was saying that... I saw this on Twitter as well. And he was basically saying that...
What?
That's crazy. That's crazy. Or are they like old men that are basically on their way out?
No, these men are still on their way out. Is that better?
No, but you know, no.
Shut up.
No.
Don't continue.
No,
just leave it there.
There's some women that are purposely with older men.
Yeah,
but
they're
going to
die anyway.
That's
so why are you killing them off early? Let them just live their last final years.
No one will know because people are expecting it anyway.
Anyway. No. Anyway, let me tell the story, please. So basically, I saw this on Twitter and this guy was basically saying that he is a scientist, I think. Anyway, his friend was... Sorry. I'm getting it mixed up. The first story was that this guy had started to notice that his tea was tasting a little bit funny. Hmm. And then he started like... This was over the course of probably like a few weeks or so. Mm-hmm. So he set up a camera and was recording his wife.
Hold on, but...
Tell me why...
If your tea is tasting funny, go and make your tea yourself.
But you know how she's like, just every morning, it was kind of like their routine where she'd be like, oh, I've made your coffee
you're
for the
that
morning.
For just, you're
no,
that.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that's how it was played in the in the scenario. I'm not adding that for gist.
Oh,
do I know these people,
no, that's
bro?
How did you know that? Oh,
no, because it was added into the thing. Like, she would make his coffee every morning or
so
whatever.
Like a routine.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
So okay, it was okay. a routine. Like, she would make her husband's coffee before he went to work.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So he said his tea or his coffee or whatever was starting to taste a bit funny. I set up a camera and tell me why the woman is putting bleach in the kettle, please.
The actual bleach?
Mm-hmm. Like from under the cabinet. Anyway, cool. So that's how he caught her. And then,
oh my God,
he must have been telling another friend about this situation. Mm. And then that friend was like, oh no. Or maybe he wasn't telling another friend. Maybe somebody just quote tweeted the tweet and was like, oh, I've seen this before. Like, I'm a scientist. And my friend was basically saying that there was one time he came home from work and he took his daughter, who was like really little, and she, his wife had started making him dinner and stuff, but was always making his food like really bland. So he would have to put salt on his food every single time. So then he went to put salt on his food.
Yeah.
Was about to eat it. His daughter was like, oh, daddy, I want some.
Hey!
So then he was about to feed his daughter and his wife was like, no, honey, don't eat daddy's food.
Huh?
He was like, huh? He took the salt to his friend, who's a scientist. Tell me why this woman has crushed glass into the salt.
Oh my God.
And was slowly killing this man, fam.
Ah! What's going on? Omo!
What lives are you people living?
The love of money is the root of all evil.
That's crazy. So this was for life insurance.
So yeah. Wait, no, that plan was well thought out.
No, how do you think
she
of that?
Intentionally made the food bland.
So he could reach for the salt
where she has fine grinded glass.
Do you know how evil that is?
That's crazy.
Hey. And she will only bring that salt out when it's time for him to eat.
Yeah, it's true, because there must be normal salt in the house.
Oh, yeah, of course, her food is nice.
Nah,
what do you mean?
Stop that.
Did you also see the other video, which was the woman found out her husband was cheating and she was like, I'm not even going to say anything. I'm just going to make him dinner. Did you see it?
No.
It's disgusting. I couldn't even watch the video. Basically, she shat and she cooked it.
Oh.
She fed it. Oh. Oh my gosh, she put like, I think it was like cinnamon sugar.
And served it as what?
As food.
Which food?
Like I said,
pie and mash or sausage and mash.
I'm so confused.
It was disgusting. But what did it smell?
And did he? Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
I didn't watch it to the end. I don't know what happened to the guy.
That is crazy. What the hell?
Deep fried.
No, please stop it. I feel
nasty.
Sick. God. That is nasty.
Please let us just be marrying people who that are we like. Sane, who love us.
Literally.
This is too much.
Way too much, child. God damn. But no, honestly, so I still can't get over the fact that it was like a dinner that they went to celebrate her success and someone was actually plotting to kill her.
Mm-hmm.
That is scary, man. What the hell? Sure. Honestly, I'm going off topic. You know me, I always do. But this is even just another, you know me, I like to give my disclaimers when I feel led by stuff. But this is why when you're going out with your girls, going out, partying, all that sort of thing, like,
mm-hmm.
people are crazy. Like, the amount of stories that you see and, like, hear of people going out on nights out and waking up in hospital, like, honestly, it doesn't make sense as to why I'm here. Like,
yeah.
I did not drink beers. I didn't do anything. Like, and then you come to find out, actually, someone had done, like, put something in their drink or something like that. Like,
yeah.
It's just insane how wicked some people are just by like wanting to just end them or wanting to do whatever they want to do with them just by slipping something in their drink. Like, you have to be cautious.
Yeah.
Have to be so, so cautious.
You would think that, like, obviously we've been to restaurants before, like, and one of us has gone to the toilet or something like that.
Mm.
You would think that your friends would never put something in your drink.
Could that even ever come into your head?
Like, because normally, you know, when you go out and then you leave your drink and you know not to go back to your drink. But in this circumstance, like,
or a restaurant surrounded by your friends.
You think you're around people that you can 100% trust.
Yeah.
And it's now an outsider that's now telling you, oh, like, imagine that was you. You'd be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, first of all, this guy is drunk. Thank God he said that in front of her. Because if he said it to her, like, because, you know, he said it in front of her, in front of the friend, and then the friend was denying it or something. Yeah. That means she heard. Imagine if he said it to her, like, maybe, like, when she was far away.
I think what happened was, like, as she was on her way back
from the toilet,
he said something to her, and then maybe, like,
she went back and repeated.
Oh, I see. Well, thank God she even decided to even bring it up before touching the drink, because
I'd have dashed that drink regardless.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Not in front. Even if I didn't believe it, I'm still not drinking it. I would just on the sly just dash
yeah,
it
find
and just
a way
not,
to
and just not drink anything.
Would you try to find out whether it's true or not?
Yeah, I probably would. But do you know what I would probably do? Actually, I would probably maybe tell. Because my thing, I'm trying to think about how this would have played out. Because I'm thinking, with like a job thing, are you going to organise a celebration for yourself? Wouldn't it be one of your friends that organises it?
That's what happened.
So her friend organised the dinner for, on her behalf?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say, like, if you've got a new job, you don't normally say, oh, like, let's go and celebrate me.
No, you could, though. You could.
Yeah, you could, celebrate but what I'm saying is that normally
doesn't
happen.
One of them
happen.
Secured a top job and the other friends basically said, let's go out and celebrate yeah. it.
Okay. Because I'm thinking, and that's, oh no, but then I was going to say, maybe that friend can't be your best friend. Like, it wouldn't be your best friend. Huh, so maybe you just, you're like to your
stories
best friend.
With the stories that we're
the
hearing.
The stories we're hearing.
We're saying, you just said that husband and wife are cooking sheets and eating it.
No, legit, man. Please. Anything can
Which
go.
One is best friend? That one that you've taken on oath under God or in front of
legit,
God.
Literally.
And in front of your family and friends.
Yeah,
what?
Hey, yeah. No. Anything can happen, boy.
I can't put, fam, anything. I don't know. The last 5 years has made me believe that anything can happen.
Definitely. 5 years, what happened?
No, I'm saying the last 5 years, there's been so many different stories.
Oh, okay.
Like, so I don't know. Like, the amount of stories that come out these days.
You can't
friends,
even be shocked anymore.
Husband and wife, best friends. Yeah. You can't put it past anyone these days. They can just do anything. Yeah. Do you remember that time a couple of years ago? That one girl that was her friend threw acid in her face.
Yes.
Was on her way from work.
Yes, yes. You know it.
One Nigerian.
Oh,
like,
years ago.
You can't put it, like, someone that's your friend. Plotting. Typing, oh, where can I buy acid from on the internet?
Crazy.
Why? That was over a guy, right?
I don't know what it was over. I can't lie to you.
I think it's jealousy.
I can't
hey! Yeah.
Jealousy is, you know, we speak about jealousy. It's
an evil
world.
It's
an
evil world we live in.
Legit.
That
I'm
is
so done.
Scary.
Yeah, very scary. Guys, beware.
God can't even use the drugs.
That's all we have time for.
Literally, that's all we have time for, guys. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this one. As always, make sure you check us out on our socials. That is BTS Pod on Instagram, on TikTok, and on X.
And Snapchat.
And make sure you guys follow us. If you like watching us, follow us on our YouTube channel. That is the BTS Podcast. We drop episodes every Monday, and you can also listen via audio on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and also on Amazon Music as well. Just make sure you hit the link in our bio. It will take you to a Comey link, and then you can listen and watch wherever. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this one, and we will see you as usual in our next one. Bye. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.